midwinter in Antarctica. And one of nature's most extraordinary stories is about to begin. Through 2 months of biting winds, blizzards, and unimaginable cold, these male emperor penguins have each nurtured a single precious egg. One by one, they welcome their tiny chicks into the world.
Dozens of emperor penguins tilt back slightly and lift a flap low down on their fine white feathered belly to reveal a tiny bald chick perched on their father's feet.
But not all eggs will hatch, and one father is still waiting.
He nuzzles the egg with his black beak and then lifts his head majestically.
A neighbor shows off his own new youngster.
The chick drops and raises its little head as it chirps.
His calls will encourage the chick to emerge.
Gradually, pieces of the eggshell begin to break away.
Finally, the youngest member of the colony is born. But growing up in the world's most extreme nursery will be a huge challenge. For in just 6 months, he must have learnt enough to fend for himself in the great Antarctic Ocean. This is the dramatized story of one extraordinary little bird.
Snow Chick, A Penguin's Tale, narrated by Kate Winslet. Penguins dart through blue water under ice.
Far from their chicks, the mothers have spent the last 2 months catching fish and fattening up, while the fathers were left alone to hatch their eggs. Now the race is on to get back and feed their young.
They leap onto the ice.
Among the excited crowd is Snow Chick's mother.
Her streamlined form pierces the water. She glides gracefully through the air before landing on the ice.
She's got a belly full of fish for her newborn. But between them is a grueling 60-mile trek across the frozen sea. Waddling at less than 2 miles an hour, it will take many days to get home.
Silhouetted against a glaring ice flat, a line of female emperors waddle past a deep blue iceberg.
Instinct drives them on. Their babies' lives depend on them arriving in time. Back at the colony, the father is getting to know his chick. He gives him some high-calorie baby milk produced from a gland in his throat. But these supplies will only last a few days. It's just as well his mother is on her way.
Having fed briefly, the chick retreats under its father's belly until only its head pokes out.
Following her maternal instinct, she and all the other females are making steady progress on their journey home. But in places, the ice is wafer thin. Below, a predator tracks their every move. A leopard seal, the penguin's greatest enemy.
As it swims effortlessly under the ice, the penguins cautiously march onward over it in a line, single file.
The chick's mother senses danger.
She stops at the head of the line, staring at a break in the ice up ahead. The other mothers halt too, and moments later, the leopard seal pokes its snout out of the water.
She was right to be cautious.
The predator dives into the deep again, and the penguins press on, until...
Broken ice is a death trap.
A penguin flaps frantically and moves through slush, desperate to get back onto the ice shelf. But the leopard seal is closing in.
For the rest, their chick is their only concern. But the seal needs just one victim.
Two have fallen through, but one of them manages to clamber out. The other digs its beak into the ice and drags itself out too, just as the seal strikes.
A near miss. And she still has 40 treacherous miles ahead of her.
The penguin line passes an ice mountain. Some mothers march, others slide on their bellies. The chick, meanwhile, is peering out from under its father's tummy.
While the chick waits for her return, outside temperatures are at minus 30. But the pouch covers him like a tea cosy and keeps him at a comfy plus 37 degrees.
The chick tucks its head in fully as the father starts waddling to a new position.
For a new father, walking with a chick on your feet is a tricky balancing act.
At a slight incline, the dad topples, but there are enough adult emperors around him to stop him falling over entirely. Now the father faces a tricky incline that's caked with droppings. Just when he's almost back with the others, Dad stumbles and the chick ends up backwards.
He'll get the hang of it soon. The mothers are also struggling with the icy conditions, and they are crossing some of the toughest terrain on Earth. Their sharp claws grip the ice, while scales on their feet act like treads. But where the snow melts and re-thaws, it creates slippery conditions that even a penguin finds challenging.
On a slanting plain of icy snow, the walking penguins occasionally slip. Some resign themselves to sledging on their belly. One penguin slips comically and carefully picks itself up using its wings. A penguin falls and slides the rest of the way down pockmarked ice. The father's looking down at his chick, who's chirping up at him from inside his pouch.
Back at the colony, it's been a week since the chick was born. At these temperatures, survival depends on getting enough to eat. His father tries, but there's nothing left to give.
The chick becomes still as his father stands upright.
The mothers battle on. Sadly, some years they simply don't make it in time. The chick is getting weaker by the hour.
He starts biting at a clump of snow. The father, who appears to have been watching, straightens his neck in a long, slow motion.
Then at last, some weary figures appear.
The females waddle back over the ice and the chick perks up. The loose column of females advances.
Utterly exhausted by the walk, the mother still has one final challenge before she can meet her chick.
A sea of black and white birds.
Finding him. There are over 3,000 fathers with chicks here, and even to penguins, they all look the same. For the chick, time is running out. But the penguins have a solution. The fathers get in line, and Dad and his chick join them. They form an identity parade. All she has to do is simply work her way along the line. Sounds simple enough. But among all the penguin lookalikes, her partner is still tricky to recognise. So every so often, she stops and calls. Her cry is unique, and the father responds with a call of his own. It's what she was hoping to hear. After 2 months at sea and a 60-mile trek across the ice, she's made it back in the nick of time.
The colony has returned to its group formation, and the mother is craning her neck down to inspect the chick poking out from under her mate's belly.
In a miracle of natural timing, he gets a morsel that will save his life.
Her mate is pushed back a little as she moves closer to him.
It's now his mother's turn to take over the childcare. But they must be careful. A few seconds too long on the ice, and their chick will die.
Belly to belly, Dad shuffles backwards, leaving the chick on the ice, while Mum pushes forward. She surrounds her weak and shivering chick with her feet, then uses her beak to usher him under the flap, protecting her pouch.
Finally, they unite as a family. The bond they share is one of the most remarkable in nature.
Mum's head is bowed almost to the ground, while Dad's pressed up against the back of her neck.
For over the next 5 months, they'll take it in turns to trek to the sea to bring back food for their ever-growing baby.
Dad moves away a little, and Mum sits back, allowing their furry chick to stand upright on her feet.
His father endured so much to get the tiny chick this far. Saying goodbye is hard.
The father towers above the chick.
This time, there's no looking back. In 4 weeks, he will return with fresh supplies. But first, there's the little matter of a 120-mile round trip to the sea.
Feeding her chick.
Now it's Mum's turn to feed him. A natural preservative has kept the fish as fresh as the day it was caught.
Walking over an ice plain.
The chick may be satisfied, but his father hasn't eaten for 4 months. He and the rest of the hungry fathers are now 2 days into their long walk to the sea. But sometimes the ice offers a shortcut. An ice hole. A portal to the sea which could cut their journey by days. And when you're famished, it's got to be worth investigating.
The ice hole from the penguin's perspective.
But such holes don't appear by themselves.
A snout appears.
There had to be a catch. They can either stay and hope the leopard seal goes away, or continue their long, risky trek to the sea. Time to regroup. This must be a joint decision. Emperors rely on each other for their very survival, so learning social skills starts early.
Chicks swinging their heads up and down.
Penguins are naturally argumentative, so his first lesson is sticking up for himself.
While the mothers stand facing each other, the chick is repeatedly lunged at and bitten by his boisterous neighbour. The chick prefers to lean away and bite back sporadically. His mum defends him with some reprimanding bites.
His mother only intervenes when things go too far. But no kid likes being told off.
The boisterous chick squirts droppings at the other chick.
At the ice hole, the standoff continues.
The foamy water sloshes above the inky depths.
No one is keen to be first. But they egg each other on, as penguins like to do.
After getting some shoving pecks from behind, the lead penguin bolsters himself and slides into the ice hole, followed by the others.
The coast is clear. Their gamble paid off.
A thin mist rolls over pristine ice cliffs and the snowy plain where the colony's gathered.
At the colony, 2 weeks have passed. The chicks are testing their independence and spending time away from their mothers. All, that is, except one. As the last to hatch, he's way behind in development. While the older chicks are boisterous and confident, he still feels most comfortable in his mother's pouch. But penguins are sociable birds, and to survive, he must learn to play his part in the colony. It's a daunting prospect. But the little chick finds some courage.
The chick takes one faltering step onto the ice, then another. His mother's still hovering behind him, and when he stumbles over backwards, she stops him from rolling too far. He takes more steps while Mum manoeuvres herself to prevent another slip. Then he chirps and nods his head up and down.
It's a shaky start, but he mustn't lose his nerve. Time for a bit of tough love.
His mother gives him some gentle shoves, and he's off.
With every step, he gains more confidence.
All the other chicks are at least twice the size of him.
It's just as well. He has so many friends to make.
He cuddles up to another chick who looks down at him.
But when you're the smallest, it's tough to join the gang.
The taller chick bites at his neck. Standing alone, the chick shivers feebly while he calls. His mother calls and he returns.
For now, there's always Mum.
Penguin swimming in choppy water.
Out in the open ocean, the fathers are reveling in being back in the water. They haven't eaten for 4 whole months and have lost half their body weight.
Diving through crystal clear water.
To stock up on fish and squid, they hold their breath for up to 20 minutes and dive to nearly 2,000 feet. Deeper than any other bird.
The penguins leave trails of bubbles as they effortlessly zoom around.
At the colony, 3 weeks have passed, and the chick is confidently following his mother wherever she goes. He's still learning how things should be done. And how they shouldn't.
From his perspective, Mum slips over sideways.
He soon thinks there's nothing left to learn.
He walks confidently ahead.
So nervous toddler turns cocky explorer. But at this age, she mustn't let him out of her sight.
He disappears around an icy outcrop. While his mum follows, he loses his footing on a deep ledge and topples over into a shallow hole. His tail feathers poke out above the ridge. Mum looks around, elongating her neck. The chick rears its own head above the lip of the hole.
She's lost him and heads off in the wrong direction.
Struggling fiercely, the chick has trouble righting himself and getting out. His mother walks further on, and he makes his own way to a snowy slope.
Confused, he does the only sensible thing and heads towards the colony.
He falls down a sharp incline and gathers himself up. Making quick and tiny steps over the ice, the pear-shaped ball of down stretches his neck as he searches intently for his mother. He reaches the colony.
He feels safer now. His mother must be here somewhere.
Another chick takes a half-hearted jab at him as he walks alone.
And then, security at last. But he's got it wrong. It's not his mother.
She moves him on by the scruff of his neck.
This must be her, surely. Wrong again.
He's pushed on by several other mothers, some with chicks already in their pouches.
He tests each penguin in turn, but nobody wants him. In a colony this size, he may never find his mother again.
He opens his mouth wide.
These are desperate times. In this frozen world, lost chicks don't survive for long. His father is among the many rushing back with fresh supplies, but he must be careful.
Straight black dorsal fins.
A pod of killer whales are on their tail.
The whales dive, gliding along in an almost calculated manner. In contrast, the penguins spin and move through the water, sending bubbles everywhere. Penguins leap out of the sea and onto an ice float, while the killer whales surface, their black fins prominent against the white, icy landscape.
They look for any penguin that makes a mistake.
Penguins streak towards the surface, but one doesn't quite make it up onto the ice and falls back.
Just a tiny error, but now he's in deep trouble.
Back in the water, the penguin dives and races ahead, followed by the killer whales, who pursue with cold grace.
He torpedoes to safety.
The penguin leaps out of the water and slides along the ice on its belly.
The killer whales are intelligent and persistent predators. And the spring melt has turned the ice edge into a maze of gullies and openings. Perfect for a surprise attack.
A lone penguin ambles along, the sun shining brilliantly off its belly plumage of white, moving into a pale gold closer to the neck. The whales surface briefly as if looking for prey. The penguin peers over a lump of snow, while a whale rears from the water. The penguin looks around.
To keep him in their sights, they spy hop. He must find a safe passage out by staying on solid ice. He sees a route and heads for safety.
The penguin slides down a gentle ice slope on his belly, reaching a plateau. as a group of penguins in the near distance. A whale does another spy hop.
A reprieve of sorts. But the other fathers left without him.
He ambles on, alone.
And with a storm brewing, he's totally exposed.
Wind sends snow drifting along the icy plain. The penguin plods on. Now, a penguin chick taking tentative steps. It's with a group of adults and other chicks.
Already the blizzard has reached the colony. The chick's only protection is his overcoat of down. And at minus 40, it's simply not enough.
Other chicks are huddled under their mother's legs or next to their bellies for protection. The chick wanders on alone.
And unfortunately, the other mothers care only for their own.
The young bird shuffles forward. A lone adult.
The chick's mother calls one last time. But her cries are lost on the wind.
The chick is hunched over as it's buffeted by the cruel wind, falling forward a few times onto its face as it wanders around the bleak, unforgiving landscape. It stops for a moment, just as an adult comes up behind it.
At last he's found. And not a moment too soon.
The chick immediately crawls between its parents' legs, seeking solace from the blizzard underneath the thick, protective belly plumage. On the plateau...
But out on the ice, the lone father is still paying the price for his mistake.
The father walks on at a slow pace, cutting a solitary figure, his black back plumage a stark contrast against the white landscape. He trudges on under darkening skies, whipped by icy winds. The assembled colony.
Within a few hours, the full force of the storm engulfs the colony. The chick may be safe, but as temperatures drop to minus 60, his mother's warmth is not enough. To protect him, she needs to find refuge in the shared warmth of the other penguins.
She inches forward, a chick peeping out from her belly. The colony huddle together.
As 70-mile-an-hour winds lash the colony, the penguins huddle together.
A penguin on the edge moves forward very slowly in the harsh wind. The chick is still sheltered by its mother.
Sheltered from the storm, they're snug at last.
The lone penguin's gliding along on his belly.
Out in the open, the father's chances are slim. His only hope is to reach the safety of the colony in time.
He hurries on under a darkening sky.
In the comfort of the huddle, the penguins have all the shelter they need. In the centre, temperatures can even reach a toasty 37 degrees. To cool down, they shuffle to the outside, letting others take their place. By sharing body heat, they weather any storm.
The lone father.
Desperate for the warmth of the family, the lone father struggles on. For the sake of his chick, he simply has to make it back.
The wind whips powdery snow across the landscape. But just nearby, there are black shapes. It's the colony.
Then through the blizzard, salvation.
He falls forward again onto his belly and propels himself along towards the group of birds, then stands up at the outer edges of the huddle.
Against the odds, he's made it home.
By dint of gently nudging in, he joins his fellow penguins on turning his back against the blizzard and seeking warmth and comfort in numbers. Snow moves across the ground in powdery gusts, propelled forward by the icy winds. Standing firm against it is the huddle of the penguin colony. Now, the sun gives a warm golden glow to a snow slope. Blue skies and sunshine above the colony, where the group huddle has ended.
A few weeks pass, and the days are lengthening. Dad is on parenting duties while Mum takes the fishing shift. But even in the safety of the colony, there are unexpected dangers. Penguins who have failed to breed practice child-rearing skills on chunks of ice. But their mothering instinct is so overwhelming, what they really want is a baby of their own. And who better than the smallest, most adorable chick in the colony?
Two penguins try to muscle in on the chick. The father fends them off.
Dad has his work cut out keeping these kid snatchers at bay. And they aren't the only broody penguins.
Other penguins join the chase.
Soon there are so many baby snatchers, they block the father's path at every turn. As his chick gets smothered by admirers, there's nothing he can do.
The chick hurries on and bumps into the back of a penguin in its haste to get away.
For these lone females, the urge to nurture a chick of their own is overwhelming. In the frenzy, they are in danger of loving him to death.
The chick is now huddled under one of the females, while other females crowd around her, trying to get to the chick. The father makes his way through the colony. The chick is nearly crushed under the weight of the fighting females.
When Dad can finally reach him, his little chick is in real peril. Then, a lucky break. He gets his battered baby back.
Now the chick is buried in the father's belly plumage, peeping out.
Nothing is more important than the safety of your young. As the weeks go by, spring turns to summer. The sea ice melts and the ocean gets closer.
A bird's eye view of the colony clustered together in the sunshine.
It means feeding the chicks is easy, so they are growing up fast.
The chicks, still covered in their fluffy downy feathers, are gathered together.
They hang out together in small, comforting huddles.
The chicks have created two huddles in a small area of the colony.
But Snow Chick isn't ready to cut the ties, despite being too big for his father's pouch.
The father pecks at his chick's rear, then walks off with the obstinate offspring crushed face first into the snow under his belly.
It's starting to get embarrassing.
As the father walks forward, the chick has no choice but to emerge.
It's long overdue, but his father finally persuades him to find his place in the gang.
The chick wanders around the edge of a huddle and tries to squeeze in between two larger chicks.
But there's an art to joining a huddle, and he hasn't mastered it. But practice makes perfect, and the first thing to work out is which way to face.
A space becomes free, and the chick hurries to fill it.
You know you've got it right when someone snuggles in behind you. Accepted at last. This is a huge milestone in his development. It means that for the first time, both parents can go fishing. The chick is not so sure he's ready to be left on his own.
The chick muscles its way out of the huddle and follows after its father, who's waddling serenely away. The chick calls as it hurries after its father, but he carries on, regardless.
But the colony, has invisible walls, and he instinctively knows they mustn't be crossed.
The chick halts in its parent pursuit, still within the confines of the colony and safety.
The adults left behind don't have the caring ways of his parents.
A penguin wanders past and stands on the small chick.
Until they return, he must find one of the colony's childminders. A penguin who hasn't bred takes on the role as practice for the future.
The chick is small compared to the other colony chicks. It remains close to the childminder penguin.
She'll take him under her wing, but only if he does as he's told. She's a firm believer in discipline.
The chick falls in line and wanders along with the other juveniles under the watchful eye of the adult.
With so many chicks in her care, stragglers won't be tolerated. He will just have to toughen up.
A small gaggle of chicks of varying sizes waddle along together.
But there's a reason for the new strict regime. With the warmer days, the open sea is closer now, and new and unwelcome visitors can reach the colony easily.
A small group of adult penguins look up at a bird in the sky, and a chick in the colony notices it too. The predator swoops low towards the ground.
A giant petrel.
Having landed, the petrel hurries towards a chick.
They always pick on the smallest.
Grabbing the chick.
He's caught. But just by his baby fluff.
The chick escapes and makes a beeline for the childminder. The petrel backs off.
The childminder is welcome now.
The chick huddles close to the childminder. But when the adult wanders on a few steps, the petrel hurries towards the chick again. The young bird scurries behind the adult penguin.
It's now a deadly game of hide-and-seek.
The petrel, around the size of a large seagull with brown plumage, ambles towards the pair, causing the chick to hide behind the childminder penguin. The childminder protects the chick from the petrel's advances.
Luckily, the petrel spots an easier meal of scraps. And the chick has learnt a valuable lesson.
With the petrel's attention now diverted, the pair wander back to the safety of the colony together.
As spring continues, the melting ice brings another new arrival.
A different breed of penguin hops out of the water and shakes itself.
The Adelie penguin.
Its body is slightly more slender than an emperor penguin.
A cocky character, very different to the laid-back emperor.
The plain black and white Adelie scurries along.
Adelies breed in the Antarctic summer. He's the first to arrive, and he's heading straight for his breeding grounds. Exactly where the emperors are living. These days, the smallest chick is one of the gang, and the youngsters do everything together. But this newfound harmony is about to be rudely interrupted.
The shorter Adelie penguin arrives.
When the Adelie reaches the colony, he's on a mission. He's setting up home for the summer, and he expects to have the place to himself.
He's smaller than some of the chicks.
Adelies are only half a metre tall, but they're the most pugnacious of all penguins. He thinks nothing of taking on the whole colony.
He squares up to a larger chick.
Chicks that don't give way soon get the message. He'll be a thorn in their side until he's seen the back of them.
Fluffy feathers are stuck to his beak from where he's pecked at the chicks. Now he's in the middle of a circle of adult emperors.
In the meantime, he makes himself at home.
a line of penguins in the distance.
As the melt brings the sea ever closer, the parents visit their chicks more frequently.
The adults surround the huddling chicks.
The littlest still has some catching up to do. But with this continuous relay of food, everyone is piling on the pounds. When the chick isn't eating, he spends his time hungrily waiting for his next meal.
A plump emperor penguin sliding across the ice on its belly.
When his mother does arrive, she's plagued by greedy chicks all trying to blag a free lunch.
She moves away from them.
But if she feeds any of these imposters, her chick will go hungry. He's hidden somewhere in the huddle. To find him, she must use her unique and comforting call.
As she bends over the huddle, a chick raises its head, then tries to clamber across.
The chicks are so tightly packed, he can only reach her by crowd surfing.
He climbs out of the throng. Standing in front of his mother, he nods in an exaggerated fashion.
Even now, he must undergo an identity check before he gets a meal.
She peers down at him with her feet lifted as he raises and lowers his head. Then he rests his back against her front.
Fortunately, he passes the test.
She opens her beak and he feeds from her mouth.
With the warming weather, the snow melts in the day but refreezes at night, creating the perfect conditions for sheet ice. The adults test out the new ice rink.
An adult slides, then another slips over. A chick looks down at the ice.
But in a land of ice and snow, it's a skill all must learn.
Chicks waddle and slide.
For the smallest chick, it's yet another challenge.
He struggles to walk.
And his feet don't make the greatest ice skates.
They slowly slide apart.
But we all learn from our mistakes.
One falls dramatically to the ice, while another flaps its wings. They slip and slide over the glass-like ice. An adult slides to the side.
Not everyone is struggling with the conditions. Nimbler and faster, the Adelie has a skating style all of his own.
With its flippers out to the side, the Adelie penguin runs across the ice, barely slipping. A chick appears to watch him. A fluffy grey emperor chick walks up to the Adelie, but the smaller penguin pecks it away.
He's still a lone warrior, but he won't be for long. Reinforcements are on their way. More Adelies.
They fly up out of the water, landing on their feet on the ice.
Hundreds of them!
One falls as it lands. Under the deep blue sky, they leap several feet out of the water. A steady stream of Adelies fly up onto the ice. Now, flippers outstretched, they run across the ice or slide along on their bellies.
They're ready to breed, and nothing will stand in their way.
They arrive at the colony.
They timeshare these breeding grounds with the emperors, and the summer season is their turn.
One Adelie chases a larger emperor chick. Then they flap at each other with their flippers. and Adele uses its chest to push another chick out of the way.
If you're small, it's best to keep a low profile and hope they'll pick on someone their own size.
A large chick fights back.
While the bigger chicks are squaring up, he makes his exit.
The bigger chick sees him off. An Adele chases chicks, then an adult emperor warns him off. Squaring up to each other, an Adele shakes his head while a chick does the same.
When the new neighbours aren't picking fights with the chicks, they argue amongst themselves.
They rock their heads from side to side as they squawk.
The Adele invasion is also a sign of a bigger and more profound change. After 5 months of nurturing, the adults are preparing to leave their chicks for good. A conveyor belt of food is now arriving around the clock, building them up until they can fend for themselves. From the smallest to the largest, the chicks are getting huge meals. Up to 5 kilos of fish in a single session.
An adult-sized chick feeds from its parent. One chick looks around.
But when you're always hungry, everyone else seems to be getting more.
Adults waddling away.
Many adults are leaving the colony for the last time. And the smallest chick here still has some feeding up to do, and his parents are nowhere to be seen.
The small chick stands apart from the group as the adults head off.
Then, two familiar figures.
The pair of adults approach the small chick, who stands between them and nods his head vigorously. They peer down at him.
It's double helpings this time.
As the adults stand close, one bends down to let the chick feed.
He'll need the extra nourishment. He doesn't know it yet, but this is the last meal he'll ever get from them.
As the chick leans into its parent, the other adult starts walking away. Then the other leaves.
Without so much as a backward glance, Mum and Dad head back to sea. Their work is done. The chick they spent 5 months rearing must now stand on his own 2 feet.
They slide off on their bellies. Then the colony from a distance.
All the chicks have been abandoned. Just a few babysitters remain. They exercise their flippers as they prepare for the next phase in their lives. 4 years at sea in the Antarctic Ocean. It's something even the smallest must do. He'll soon be using these flippers in earnest, but right now, no one seems ready to make the long trek to the sea.
They stand around under the blue sky. Some flap their flippers.
A week goes by, and the weather deteriorates.
Clouds of snow and ice are blown across the landscape.
All that time, the chicks have been waiting, but their parents never returned.
Snow clings to their feathers.
Even the Adele seems confused. Eventually, driven by hunger and instinct, their only choice is to cross the colony's invisible boundary and begin the most important journey of their lives. The Adele couldn't be happier to see them go. He escorts them off the premises.
He follows from behind as the chicks waddle away.
As winds reach 80 miles per hour, the smallest struggles to keep up. But he'll only survive if he stays with the group. And it's so easy to lose them in a blizzard.
As the wind whips the snow past, the chicks are barely visible. They stumble as they trudge through the powdery snow. Some chicks slide along on their bellies.
In temperatures of minus 20, they battle on, driven by a need to reach the sea. After several hours, the struggling chick is losing energy.
He falls into the snow, then looks around. The others are just about visible in the swirling snow. Now the fluffy grey chicks are standing about, huddled together by a rocky outcrop.
Then, even the other chicks can travel no more. Completely exhausted, the chick must make one final effort.
Still on his belly, he drags himself towards the group, then stands and pushes into the middle. A larger chick puts its flipper around the smaller one.
Together, the plucky little gang wait for the storm to pass.
The sun rises, illuminating huge cliffs of sparkling turquoise ice with smaller drifts in front.
A few days later, the weather has changed, and so have the chicks. As they prepare for a life in the ocean, they preen away their baby fluff to reveal their adult plumage underneath. As ever, one chick has some catching up to do.
He's still completely covered in fluffy baby feathers.
The Adelie wants them on their way and encourages them with a little preening of his own.
He pecks at the chicks, then wanders about with fluff stuck to his beak. He chases one much larger than himself. He pecks at its back, then they both slip and slide along. Still half covered in patches of baby fluff, the chicks move on.
Urged on by their escort, the ragtag army reach their destination.
They huddle together on the ice at the edge of the blue sea. A number of Adelie penguins stand nearby.
This is their first sight of the sea, the great Antarctic Ocean.
Some chicks lay on the ice, while others stand looking out at the glittering sea.
They're facing the greatest challenge of their young lives, and they'll only go when all are ready. But their ice world is disappearing fast.
Chunks of aqua-coloured ice fall away into the water. More ice splashes into the sea.
He hesitates. Something's wrong. The ice gives way. He's tossed into the sea.
He flaps about and tries to jump out.
He can't go it alone. He must rejoin the others.
A number of attempts at leaping out.
Then he starts to settle.
He glides, looking underwater.
It feels strangely natural.
The others stand on the ice, watching.
But as the rest show no sign of joining him, his only choice is to clamber back out. It's far more difficult than getting in. And it seems he's not alone in the water.
the dark shape of a seal gliding through the water. The seal disappears underwater as the chick uses his beak in an attempt to drag himself up onto the ice. As the seal swims up, the chick joins the others, who scramble away from the edge of the water. They scurry away as the seal gives up.
The chicks head for a safer spot. But despite the danger, the ocean is beckoning and the excitement is contagious.
They cluster together on the edge of the ice.
An old foe is here to see them off.
An Adélie penguin stands nearby.
The chick may still be the smallest, but he seems more confident now. He may be facing the great unknown, but he's already had a taste of the sea. He pushes his way to the front. After all he has learnt, this is his moment. He takes a leap of faith.
Diving in.
And this time, there is no turning back.
He swims through the shining blue water.
The rest follow his cue.
They launch themselves off the edge of the ice, landing belly first in the water. One after another, they jump into the sea.
He might have been the smallest, but he was strong enough to survive against the odds.
They splash about as they swim through the sparkling water.
And now, he leads the penguin gang into the vast Antarctic Ocean. This will be their home for the next 4 years. Then, driven by the same feelings that drove his parents, Snowchick will return here to find a partner of his own. And the whole incredible story will begin all over again.